You're listening to SBS News.
Last year, Greenland broke the record for the most ice lost in a single day. Australia missed out on 40% of its average rainfall. And scientists like Gavin Schmidt from NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies say the change is driven by human activity.
What we find is that the greenhouse gases explain those trends very, very well. And in fact, the totality of human activities gives us the trends that we actually see in the real world.
World temperatures have risen 1.1 degrees since records began in 1850. Each decade from the 1980s has been warmer than the decade before.
The trends that we're seeing that are confirmed by weather forecasts, by satellite imagery, by changes in ice and sea level and the rest of it, those trends are ongoing and are having impacts right now.
The business world overnight acknowledged the challenges of climate change. The president of the World Economic Forum, Borge Brenda, says the top five issues identified in the organisation's 2020 Global Risk Report are all environment-related.
The cost of inaction today far exceeds the cost of action.
A study in the journal Advances in Atmospheric Sciences released this week showed 2019 was also the warmest year on record for the world's oceans. Since 2050, it found seas have absorbed more than 90% of excess heat caused by greenhouse gas emissions. The effect of warming oceans in Australia, coral bleaching in the north and losses of kelp forests off Tasmania. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology's Dr. Carl Braganza is also blaming climate change.
While, you know, the natural drivers such as the changes in the Indian Ocean would normally mean a drier and warmer year, when you add climate change on top, that's when you break the records the way we've seen.
The warm temperatures are likely to continue. Meteorologists estimate a 95% chance 2020 will become one of the five hottest years on record. Lucy Murray, SBS News.